Good morning. Yeah, it's on. Okay. It's, the hell is it? It's December 1st. Yes, 2014. Time is 7:51 a.m. I got a little bit late today because the kid was a little bit late today. I am freezing. What I'm thinking about today is how bloody cold it is. It's supposed to be like 20, 21 degrees out here. But you couldn't prove it by me. I'm gonna fumble my gloves back on because my fingers are little ice cubes. I don't know why it feels so cold today. Well, I do. Actually, I'm missing one layer. I took off one layer of shirt yesterday. And I didn't put on my fleece hood, which I usually do for temperatures under 30. I was running late, so I was in a hurry, so I left. I just got my little Tyvek hood over me, keeping a little bit of the heat in. But, yes, it's Monday. It's typically Mondays are back office days, but I don't have anything back office to do today. So today's priority is get double share loaded up, corrected, and uploaded today. I have to go pick up the kid at 12:20, so that gives me some good solid work time this morning, because I don't have therapy today. I don't have therapy till next week. I'm trying to walk fast, get the body heat moving. I don't know how well it's working. The light is beautiful this morning. It's gorgeous. The sun is just up a little bit now. There's a lot of darkish looking clouds. The sun is still so low in the sky that they're not being illuminated, or if they are, they're not being illuminated very well. Perhaps they're in shade. But the light is gorgeous. I don't know how to describe it. It's a crystalline morning. It's just lovely. So, thanks to all the people who went and left reviews on South Coast. Stop whining about that. And I did get plugged by Instapundit. It gave me a nice shot in the arm, but I was prepared for an avalanche. Man, that never happened. Although there's a reasonable amount of buy-through. It's about 50%. I've gone on to pick up half share. And as usual, whenever I get a boost of new readers, there's a one star, this is so boring. You know, this is one of the reasons I say people don't actually read reviews. They don't actually look at reviews in order to make a buying decision. Because with as many people who have left one star reviews along the lines of, this is boring, nothing ever happens, I still keep getting new reviews saying, I don't understand, this book is boring, nothing ever happens. Sort of like the guy complaining about shamanism in A Shaman's Tale. Yeah. So I'm not even sure they read the blurbs. At least It's pretty clear that not all of them do. I have to be careful with overgeneralization and the idea that some people probably do. Some people definitely don't, because if they did, they'd never buy the book to begin with. Here's the sample. Read the sample. Nothing happened in the sample. Sample ends about the time he makes coffee. That's as exciting as it gets, folks. So anyway, tons of fun. Come on, warm up. Gosh. I didn't get any food this morning. I barely got a half a cup of coffee. I slept till almost 6, had to get the kid up. Had to wake her up 3 times to get her going. Didn't get anything to eat. I did get a half a cup of coffee before I had to leave. I'm ready for another cup of coffee and something to eat. But I gotta get these books taken care of. I gotta get this stuff out because this is December. I need this stuff done by the end of the month so I can start new work in January. Now, I do have a little bit of slop in terms of the Guest of Honor stuff, but that still means I need to get at least the 3 Sheriff books done, and ideally get through all 3 of Ravenwood's, Town of Fairport's books as well, so I can take or have shipped paperbacks down to down to Cosine, down to Colorado Springs. So that's about all I'm thinking about this morning. Just moving along, trying to get things moving along, trying to get back in the groove. This last week was not a groovy week. It was broken up early in the week with cold weather and therapy and everything else on Monday, and then I did work for 4 days, but at least 2 of those days were really late in the day, and you'd be back before 9, so at 9 o'clock I can start work. That's my groove. That's my schedule. I have to get back on schedule. I need to add a few things to my schedule too. I need to add... that sounds funny, but I need to add fresh clothes and a shower. because otherwise I just get up, put on the same clothes and keep moving. And day after day. And then my wife has to tell me, sir, you need to tend to hygiene. Which is, it's a bit discouraging. It's a bit just, it's a bit distasteful. But the schedule thing, the idea that we have, you know, prepare for the office, which means get up, get breakfast, brush your teeth, shave, in my case, trim the beard, take a shower, put on work clothes, and then go to the office and go to work. And when work is wherever I happen to be sitting, that prep, that intent is missing. That intent goes by. And I think I need to try to figure out where I can put that in a place where it makes sense. And we're going to put it at the end of the day. Maybe I put it after my walk so I can go home and warm up. I don't know. Holy cow. My hands are getting warm, finally. My fingers are getting warm. And I wonder if I've turned off the recorder in the process. It says it's still recording. Yep, still recording. 12 minutes, 11. I didn't turn ingress back on, so I lost a kilometer of walking credit. Walking all hunched over. I feel like a little man's day. Tottering down the sidewalk. Great beard filled with ice. Yes, it is. I said that as a joke, but then I touched it. It is filled with ice. Yes. Is the temperature this morning? It certainly doesn't feel like 20. But it doesn't want to steam either. I don't have enough moisture in me or my core temperature isn't warm enough. Something. Here I have a handkerchief. So, what am I thinking about today? I am really not thinking about a whole lot. I had an ADD moment this morning. I got my shoes on, and I opened the pantry, and I'm looking in the pantry, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm looking for in the pantry, and I realize what I'm looking for is my jacket, my coat. And I'm standing there realizing my coat is not in the pantry. That's in the hall closet, which is just around the corner. So it's one of those, pushing a hood back. It's building up a lot of moisture inside here. I looked in the pantry for my jacket this morning, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong, in part because I opened the door and then couldn't remember what I was looking for, which is not unusual for anyone, but it's when you do it as often as I do in the course of a day, it's definitely something to do with ADD, not being quite aware of what it is that I'm supposed to be doing right now. So, I know I'm supposed to open a door. Here's the door. I open it, and it's the wrong door. Now my mouth is... My mustache is freezing to my beard. The beard is freezing to my face. It is cold out here. What the... Oh, the sun is... I just stepped into the clear sun. Oh, my Lord, that feels good. I'm almost back. I'm almost back. I can do this. A few more steps. I won't freeze. I'll get food. Life will be good. $17.47. I must have really been hiking that last half, because I don't remember. $17.55. That's a pretty good back half. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.